You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. So, what's the deal with prayer? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
For those about to pray, we salute you.
That's good.
See what I did there?
That's good.
It's not a threat. It has to do with the topic. That's why we're talking about prayer. It's not like a say your prayers situation.
Should I do it sort of Angus Young style?
But that wasn't... Nah, I won't do it.
All right. The discretion being the better part of valor right there.
Sure.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man that puts music together.
We are definitely on the highway to prayer.
Whoa, yes. Okay.
Man who was so excited about that joke, he jumped in before I said his name, Jed Brewer. We are going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, so, what's the deal with prayer? And we thank Jerry Seinfeld for writing in that question. It's a very good one. And, Glenn, we mention on the show quite often, our day job is working with guys coming out of jail, folks coming out of drug addiction, and these are people who have done a lot of going before the Lord, maybe in fairly desperate circumstances. They wouldn't really know what to call that.
Yeah.
So when we're dealing with folks who are coming out, they're brand new to the idea of spirituality, of there being a God, what do we talk to them about prayer?
Well, first of all, on just sort of a meta level, I think it's great that you'd ask the question. There's a lot of people, for some reason, with spiritual stuff where they want to pretend like they know more than what they actually do. And the people who actually know the most tend to ask the most questions and be the most cool about that. So in many respects, I think you'll probably have more of a a better spiritual life, but also probably more respect from other people if you're honest about that and you ask some of these basic questions. Because the truth is, I think if you gloss over those things, you miss a lot.
Absolutely right. I think one of the ways you can miss a lot is if you kind of don't ask the questions, as our friend who wrote in did, is you just kind of go with what you can pick up from the ether.
That's right.
And Jed, when it comes to spiritual stuff, particularly when it comes to prayer, that can give you maybe not a helpful picture.
No doubt. At the very least, it gives you a pretty inconsistent, chaotic picture. I mean, if you look just at popular media, just movies, TV, you know, songs, whatnot, prayer seems to be everything from like a magic spell that you cast to kind of a form of beat poetry.
Right.
There's a lot of things that technically kind of get called prayer that seem to have nothing to do with one another. Mm-hmm. And so, it just like Glenn said, I think it makes sense to be a little confused about this, makes sense to be a little bit unsure about this. And we're really proud of you just for being open and honest and saying, I'm not sure what this is. That's really cool. The thing that we'll want to do, and this is always a good idea with anything spiritual, is to start at the very, very, very beginning and just ask, what is prayer? There's 100 million variations on it, but what is the core thing that makes this prayer? You know, I mean, there are 1,000 variations on a hot dog, but it's good to start with just what is a basic hot dog, and we'll build from there. And that's what we're going to do with the rest of this episode, is look at the bottom line foundational level, what is prayer?
Absolutely right. It's a very important question. It's a great one. It's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
On The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
We're back in prayer.
Very nice. Yeah. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I've been prayer struck.
Wow. At what point do they run out of AC/DC puns?
We can go a while.
It's a little game for you to play at home, and they may make it the whole episode. We're answering your questions that came in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in. This week's question says, so what's the deal with prayer? And Glenn, we kind of spent that first segment, I think, very, very well, just laying out that it's a cool thing to ask. Prayer is a big topic. It's a broad topic. To even think of that as something you can get better at or, you know, learn to do is really awesome. And to ask, you know, people who do this for a living about that is a really great way to go there. So let's get started on kind of walking down that path. And let's open with just the very basic, what is praying?
Well, it's a conversation between you and God, and we tend to think of prayer, or some people think in terms of prayer as being sort of a thing where it's a formula I need to make sure I get right. It's some form of recipe I need to follow or something. And if I don't, I might be offensive to God or something like that. But like any other conversation in any other relationship, it's the more honest it is, the better it is, the more authentic it is. The more you're sharing, the more you're digging deep on how you really feel about things. And when I say a conversation, we're not just talking about praying to the Lord in your mind. You can do that out loud, I guess, if you want to. You'll freak out other people unless you have like a Bluetooth thing in your ear.
Sure. Maybe they'll leave you alone on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be. I mean, you can write stuff out in a journal. You can send an email to God.
God at God.com.
That's something like that.
Sure.
It's about expressing those things inside yourself.
Well, that's absolutely right. And Jed, you made a point in our last segment about the misconceptions you get by picking up kind of prayer from popular media stuff.
Yeah.
I think one of those is the big music swell.
That's right.
When there's a moment in the movie or if there's a music track about this, it's going to be big. It's going to be orchestral. It's going to be emotional.
Right.
And prayer can be pretty much not that.
Sure.
And have some real basic qualities to it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glenn said it exactly right. In Christianity, prayer is just a conversation between you and God. If you are a secret Marvel superhero, it can occur when you sneak into the back pew of the local Catholic church and brood. Right. That's allowed.
Right.
That's perfectly acceptable. Yeah. But you don't need any of that. It's just you talking to God. That's it. You don't need to be holy. You don't need to be churchy. There aren't special words that you need to use. You don't need fancy language. All you're doing is you're talking to God and you're telling him what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. That's it. If you're doing that, you are praying.
That's it. Yeah.
You've arrived at it. You did it. And the funny thing is, like any relationship, yes, you can go deeper. It can become a more vulnerable thing, a more intimate thing, but it never becomes more prayer than you talking to God about your life. The first time that you do that, you are as much praying as anybody who has ever prayed, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah,
you're praying all the way. I think the question that we want to ask is the so what. So that's what prayer is. The next question would be why. What does this accomplish? Why would I do that? And that's a good question to ask. With all religious stuff, that why is something to be very bold about. Why are we doing this?
It's absolutely a good question. Luckily, we have another segment to cover it in, so we'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Let's go.
Bridge Loud.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Prayer and meditation aren't noise pollution.
Wow.
That's a deep cut.
Wow, that was well done, sir.
That's back to the Bob Scott era.
You all doubted him, but he did it.
I did it.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
I'm not even floating anything out there. That was just, we got to give that some room. That was really well done.
Back in the game.
Yeah.
We've conceded defeat to Glenn's AC/DC prayer pun victory.
That's right.
We are getting an answer question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, so what's the deal with prayer? And Glenn, you guys did a great job in the last week just kind of lining out what prayer is. It's talking to God. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be particularly holy. And you can start just there. So let's look at a question that Jed posed there, which is, what does it actually do?
Well, I think any conversation you have with anybody where you're talking through your feelings, you're working through things, you're going to feel an unburdening. It lightens the load. It makes us feel freer. We understand ourselves and the situation a little bit better. But the cool thing about prayer is it's giving us something back. It's giving us strength. It's giving us a better perspective. It's giving us a connection to something larger than ourselves. And having that in your life, I mean, that's something we want for everybody out there. The world's a tough place. There's a lot of tough things that we know that all of you are going through. We want you to have that sense of connection, and we want for you to have that sense of being unburdened.
Absolutely right. And, Jed, there's another aspect of this I think it's worth shining a light on specifically, because if a person just got up in the morning and kind of went through a mental litany of things they want to do better and things they were thankful for and things they hoped would happen, or wrote that down or something, that would have a real benefit. There's the psychological research says all those things have a real and positive benefit in our life. But prayer has something different and something extra in that kind of makes it prayer. And it's a little tough to get our minds around, but if we're just looking at the very basics of that spiritual component, what will we say?
Here's where we would start. What Christians believe about prayer is that, yes, it unburdens you. Yes, Matt, as you're saying, just from a purely psychological standpoint, that getting stuff out in the open, expressing it, even to the air, is helpful. It really is, both the good stuff and the bad stuff. But Christians believe that prayer goes even deeper than that. Christians believe that in a way that goes beyond the scientific world, that is truly supernatural, that God meets us in that moment, and that in fact God strengthens us in that moment and gives us courage and gives us fortitude and gives us strength to take the next step on our journey and to live the next day that's before us. That sounds weird. What I just described, I know, sounds weird. Here's the thing. It's been totally true in my life. And it's been true for all of us on this radio show. It's been true in the lives of countless people we have worked with who are making huge, difficult changes in their lives. There's one more bonus thing that I would add, which is if you go to prayer and you believe that on some level, in some way, there's a God who's listening, this is the one place you can share with another being and be absolutely sure you won't be looked down on. Everybody else in life, you share about your struggles, there's a chance that they might think I'm a weirdo. Here's the really cool thing about God. That's the one conversation where you never have to wonder about that. You can be certain this person will always understand and will never be looking down on you.
Absolutely right. And we'll be right back right here on Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave, but you only want This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You prayed me all night long? I should have quit while I was ahead.
Yeah, I just always one too many.
That's right.
Also joining us here is the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Hey, we're halfway there. Oh, we're living on a prayer.
Wow. I don't think we should have pivoted to the Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that'll give you the bends.
Yeah, that's right.
That's rough.
We're continuing to answer questions that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, so what's the deal with prayer? And we talked about, obviously we're only talking in the Christian worldview because we are Christian. That's we're on the Jesus thing. But, you know, you look at culture around the world, you Christian and other religions, they have, you know, particular aids to prayer. Maybe something you hold. Maybe something a little bit of oil. Now here, we have the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And we'll be happy to send you a jar of it to smear on your head when you start praying. Sure, why not?
Wow.
But Glenn, as we mentioned, you know, you talk to folks about this in, you know, drug rehabs and jails and places where prayer can seem difficult, but also very needed. So what are the things you lay out for those folks when you're talking to them about how to pray?
Well, I think in many respects, I can't speak for any of the people listening to this, but I can speak for myself and say that there are times where I'm not sure I belong in God's throne room and that I'm the right guy to have that intimate connection with him. So I want to kind of do the baseball thing, player thing where you sort of cross yourself, and then you kiss and
sure, you
point
go
to the sky and the thing with the, I don't know what it is. But, you know, I'm not cool enough to know.
Skip the acknowledgement, but I'm going to stay over here.
That's right. When we have that attitude, we're losing that personal connection. It turns out that personal connection is where all of this strength and where all that power, all that orientation comes from. And that's what God wants with you. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. One thing I would add to that is if you're having a hard time conceptualizing just what prayer would be like, imagine the conversation you would want to have with someone when you're having a hard time. And when I've had conversations, including with the two co-hosts in the show, and I've had a hard time, one of the things that I has been most helpful to me is the phrase, keep talking. You're not there yet. You haven't said what I need to hear to fix this, but why don't you keep talking? And it's a great comfort to be able to go before, as I was going to say, in the throne room of the being that made all things, the who knows all things and can do all things, and be told, no, just keep going. Not going to cut you off. Not going to get tired of it. Not going to think you said the wrong things. Keep talking. And he can do something about it. That's a pretty amazing thing that when you get your mind around it, to the extent that we can, nobody fully understands prayer. So that must mean you don't have to fully understand it to do it, but you can get started. That's what we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I've been running around, but you ran out after me. I ain't been loyal to you, but you were always